Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Bishop of Raphoe has acknowledged that the Catholic Church failed victims of abuse and by today's standards, he says, dealt with such situations in a way that was tragically bad. Guardian Letterkenny are appealing for information over a number of incidents in the town this week. Donegal is to share a €28 million package for businesses based in border counties announced by government today. And the Gaelic of the initial municipal district has expressed concern over government proposal to amalgamate the Town and Village Renewal Scheme and the Rural Regeneration Programme. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by news. But first in news, the Bishop of Raphoe has acknowledged that the Catholic Church failed victims of abuse and by today's standards, he says, it dealt with such situations in a way that was tragically bad. Bishop Al McGuckian was speaking after two Fonnet sisters who were abused by a priest in the 1970s issued a comprehensive statement this week asking who else knew of the abuse they suffered. The sisters were aged 8 and 12 respectively when they were abused by Father Con Cunningham, who was convicted of a number of sexual offences in 2018. Their case, however, did not form part of that trial. They met with the then Bishop of Raphoe, Seamus Hegarty, and made a comprehensive statement to him in 1994, and in 2002 they met with Bishop Philip Boyce on a number of occasions and also gave statements to Gardaí. On today's 9 till noon show, Bishop Al McGuckian acknowledged that the then Bishop Seamus Hegarty believed the sisters but said the priest was not removed from ministry because the guidelines and protocols there now were not in place at the time. Bishop McGuckian said outstanding issues need to be dealt with through a statutory process.
A statutory process, if there was to be such a thing, would have to call witnesses, analyse what they did in the light of the time in which they did it. It is an extraordinary, complex thing that only a statutory authority can actually do. The Catholic Church in the past dealt very poorly with these things. And certainly by today's standards, it was tragically badly. I believe that slowly, and we can see over time, we have learned, as have others in our society. In our diocese today, we every year we have 200 people training as child safeguarding personnel. We vet 1,500 people, so that in every parish there are people who are very committed to being the eyes and ears of society to ensure that children are safe. Anybody who makes an allegation to our designated liaison person, Margaret Northage, or to me, or indeed to any priest, can be certain that they will be welcomed. I do want to say, with regard to the two sisters, the thing that is utterly inexcusable is their statement that for all those years they did not feel supported or cared for by us, by the church. There is no contextualising of that, there's no excusing it. And if this, the publicity around this moves anybody to come forward, I would hope that they would.
Donegal is to share a €28 million package for businesses based in border counties announced by government today. The funding is aimed at driving economic activity in the region and mitigating the worst effects of Brexit. It follows increasing concerns over the impact Brexit is having on border communities. Minister Joe McHugh says while the region will need the support when Britain leaves the EU at the end of this month, the fund will also assist in the expansion of local companies.
Government agencies will be able to apply to a €15 million fund to look at support measures, for example, for digital hubs, workplace, remote work hotspots, etc. So there is a specific and targeted intervention here, and obviously it's in light of Brexit discussions, Brexit vulnerabilities along the border, and that's why this support has been put in place.
Because we do know that many businesses here in Donegal are already feeling the pinch, the effects of Brexit. Are you confident that this package announced today will counteract that and help those who are in need?
I think there's already been a number of interventions through the Department of Business and Enterprise, and I think this digs deeper. It looks, for example, at employers employing researchers to look at maybe shelf life of produce, to look at particular interventions for opening new markets for businesses as well, where a lot of businesses would have had a very heavy reliance on UK markets, to look at diversifying. So while a lot of businesses have already started this journey in relation to looking at the Far East, looking at different European markets, I think we all always have to be focused as to what range of measures, like if companies have to diversify, have to expand, have to look at financial injections, that this is a support mechanism that we really need to look at. So I think it's a targeted intervention. It's particularly looking at the border region because of particular vulnerabilities in the wake of Brexit, but it's also ensuring that the capacity is there for these companies to expand into the future.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information over a number of incidents in the town this week. A man was hospitalised as a result of an assault, while separately a man was arrested after a fight broke out in the town yesterday morning. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Gardaí are investigating an incident at Lower Main Street in Letterkenny on New Year's night. It's understood that a fight broke out at a premises in the area in the early hours of yesterday morning. A man in his 30s was arrested for breaches of the Public Order Act and taken to Letterkenny Garda Station, where he was later released. A file is being prepared for the DPP. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into an assault in Letterkenny this week. The incident happened in the Ballyrane area of the town in the early hours of Tuesday morning last at around 1 a.m. Gardaí have confirmed that a man in his 30s was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. We understand he sustained serious facial injuries and was knocked unconscious during the course of the incident. No arrests have been made with investigations ongoing. Anyone who witnessed either incident or who has any information is being urged to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 074 9167 100.
A man has been arrested in County Fermanagh on suspicion of the attempted murder of an off-duty PSNI officer. The officer was targeted at his home in Kesh near the Donegal border in the early hours of yesterday morning. A 37-year-old man was arrested in relation to this incident last night and remains in police custody this evening. The PSNI says it is keeping an open mind at this stage of the investigation and is appealing for anyone with any information to contact them. The court services' ability to collect fines has been described as a shambles by the chair of the Public Accounts Committee. The service has told PAC that it no longer wants to be responsible for collecting fines. The collection system is under such pressure that people are getting away with not paying fines and not showing up to court. The court wants fines to be collected through other methods, such as tacking them onto motor or property tax bills. PAC Chair Sean Fleming says the problem needs to be addressed quickly.
80% of people do pay all their fines, and most Irish people are law-abiding. But the 80% will get very annoyed when they hear the 20% who don't are going to get off scot-free. That undermines the court service, and it's not good for any country that the word gets out there that you can ignore the court and get away scot-free.
Five schools in Donegal have been approved for various building works this coming year. Education Minister Joe McHugh made the announcement today, saying the funding approval for accommodation and emergency works will make a massive difference to how a school can operate. Greg Hughes has the details.
St Eunan's National School in Raphoe has been approved as part of the department's additional accommodation scheme, with a building project for a new 80-metre classroom with ensuite toilet, as well as a toilet with disabled access and two rooms for special education. Elsewhere, Neave Breed National School in Downings has been granted funding under the same scheme, with the school to benefit from two new special education rooms. Further south in the county, Scull Nile Moor in Killybegs will get works carried out on its roof, and this follows the school getting approval back in early December for a new classroom and two special education rooms. Meanwhile, Scull Columkill in Acres Burton Port is also in line for repair works to be carried out on the outdoor areas around the school, with Scull Moira in Creasla securing approval for a new classroom with toilet and a new room for special education teaching and a refurbishment of toilets.
Met Aaron's use of multiple weather warnings at the same time has been described as confusing. A new Department of Housing report says having orange and yellow alerts in place for the same storm can mean people struggle to understand them. It also says a switch to forecast based on what the impact will be could make things clearer. Professor John Sweeney, a climate expert at Maynooth University, doesn't think this system should be dumbed down.
You can't go down the road of saying, oh, it's going to rain very heavily or it's going to be quite windy. You need people to get more information than that, and you need to have criteria which is consistent from one event to another event.
The SDLP's health spokesperson says escalating waiting times in emergency departments across the north are another symptom of a health service in crisis. Foyle MLA Mark Durkin says new figures must act as a wake-up call. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Mark Durkin was responding to a Health and Social Care Board statement which said that healthcare workers were working under extreme pressure yesterday, trying to provide care for increasing numbers of children and older people attending and needing to be admitted. Mr. Durkin says it's nothing short of an outrage that 300 patients waited more than 12 hours in emergency departments across the north. This is yet another reminder, if ever one were needed, he said, of how badly the health service needs transformation and investment. He says healthcare workers across the north are working under extreme pressure and are at breaking point. These escalating waiting times and the numbers of patients waiting are in the context of looming industrial action next week, he says, where health workers are striking for pay justice. Mr. Durkin adds the inability to get people out of hospital and into their homes is contributing to these delays. He said any future health minister must consider care packages as part of the discharge process. This, he believes, reflects increasing pressure in primary care and the fact that people are unable to get a timely appointment at their GP surgery.
The Cathaoirleach Athenagh Municipal District has expressed concern over a government proposal to amalgamate the Town and Village Renewal Scheme and the Rural Regeneration Programme. While Donegal is set to farewell in the Town and Village Renewal Scheme, it's thought that the county doesn't benefit as much from the Rural Regeneration Programme. It has led to fears that if the two schemes were to merge, projects in the county may lose out on vital funding. Councillor Martin McDermott has grave reservations about the proposed move and says all local representatives must oppose the plans.
It's down to bigger projects, £1 million, £2 million projects, and if that starts to come in, we will lose, the small towns, the small community groups trying to get something done within their community, and it will be only tied in then to the bigger areas that have the infrastructure, that have the people in place to do these types of applications, and I think that's going to be very detrimental for the rural towns.
Now, we do know that this proposal is obviously only at a proposal stage, but you would have concern that this could move forward, it could actually happen. From your perspective, would you say, obviously you're opposed to it, but all local representatives really in the county and elsewhere would really need to, who are opposed to it, would need to stand united on this?
Absolutely, it's something that I certainly will be taking up early new year with the rest of my colleagues in the council, because it'll be the same for everyone all over the county, especially a county like ours where we are very rural, where we need that type of money put onto the small towns and villages and the small rural areas around the county. It'll be, as I say, detrimental for a lot of areas if this does happen, because it has been vital for a lot of community groups. But I'm sure all the public reps within the county would not like to see that happen, because, as I say, the rural regeneration is a much bigger scheme and a much bigger perspective run through a department through the county council. But it is a bigger scheme that won't suit a lot of the smaller groups, a lot of the smaller things that we want done within town and villages. I think that will be very, very detrimental, as I say, to the whole of this county especially.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where their big sale is now on with up to 50% off across all departments, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time to latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer news. And Barnsley have been charged by the FA due to sectarian abuse suffered by Stokes' James McLean. The FA say Barnsley failed to stop supporters from abusing the Republic of Ireland international during their November meeting at Oakwell. This week, Huddersfield said they'll investigate similar abuse aimed at McLean during their New Year's Day game at the John Smith Stadium. Tottenham have confirmed that Harry Kane sustained a hamstring injury in their New Year's Day defeat at Southampton. It's expected the striker will miss up to 6 weeks as a result. If in Kane's absence, Republic of Ireland striker Troy Parrott could feature in Spurs' FA Cup third round tie against Middlesbrough. Well, looking forward to the local soccer action this weekend. Tomorrow, Saturday, it's the fifth round of the Irish Senior Cup. Institute are in action. They're at home against Dungannon Swifts tomorrow as they look to progress in the competition. Coleraine are also in action. They're on the road tomorrow as they go to Glenavon. And Derview from County Tyrone are set to face off against Knockbreda. It's back to junior fixtures here in the northwest in the Donegal and Inishowen Junior Football Leagues. There is matches on Sunday with a full programme in Donegal. The big game of the weekend, however, is in the Premier Division. It's the top of the table battle as the leaders Capri Rovers go to second place Kilmacrenan Celtic. Balbofey United can go top in Division 1 with victory against Rathmullen, when in Division 2, the leaders Swilly Rovers are taking on Gwydor United. There's also games to be played in Inishowen, two matches down the Premier Division, but neither the leaders Glengad or Alia are set for action. Just moving to the League of Ireland, and there's been a couple of moves in the transfer market today. Shamrock Rovers have signed a fullback, Reese Marshall. He joins from Irish League outfit Glenavon. Romeo Parks has left Sligo Rovers, and he has decided to return to across the Atlantic and back to the United States. And Mikey Drennan says, you know, has a big decision to make about his future after having his St Patrick's Athletic contract cancelled by mutual consent. In Australian Football League, the Adelaide Crows have reportedly joined the race to sign Tyrone forward Cathal McShane. 23-year-old McShane had been expected to join the Brisbane Lions on a two-year contract. He was the joint top scorer in the All-Ireland Football Championship last summer and also won an All-Star. But he's decided to move down under, but which club will he be joining? We'll have to wait and see. Will it be to Brisbane or will it be to Adelaide? Well, the Gaelic Games action for this weekend gets up and running tomorrow afternoon. Among the fixtures, it's the under-20 football Leo Murphy Cup. Sean-Paul Barrett starts his competitive reign as manager of the Donegal under-20 side. They're going to make the short trip into Celtic Park to take on their neighbours Derry. That one starts at 12. While in another game, but at Healy Park in Oma, it's Tyrone against Antrim that gets underway at 2 o'clock. The action then moves to Sunday, where Donegal will start the 2020 season with their Dr. McKenna Cup opener against Monaghan at McCool Park in Balbofey. A youthful Donegal side is expected to take the field against a Monaghan team who have already beaten Derry in the competition. Manager Declan Boner says it's a good opportunity for the younger players to make a case for inclusion come the National League.
There's a lot of young lads coming through there now at the minute, and we're looking at them. And, you know, as usual, with the more experienced lads, we kind of face them back in. So it's an opportunity for younger lads now to come in a competitive environment and, you know, show what they're capable of. And for us, the McKenna Cup's always been very good in that sense, that you can have a look at the lads in a competitive game. And we get that on Sunday against Monaghan, who are, you know, a very experienced team coming up to Ballybuffet with them. And these guys will be tested. So we're playing on Sunday and then Wednesday night against Derry. And yeah, we're looking forward to those two games now. And it'll give us an idea too of lads, you know, are they ready to step up into National League, which starts now in a couple of weeks' time.
Donegal manager Declan Boner. There's more from him on the website, highlandradio.com. And if you can't make it as far as McCool Park in Ballybuffet on Sunday for that game, we will be live as from 1:45. Full match commentary from 2 o'clock, Donegal against Monaghan in Section A of the Dr. McKenna Cup. Elsewhere in Section C, Tyrone are taking on Cavan at Healy Park in Oma. And in Section B, it's Antrim against Fermanagh. Sláintín will play in the All-Ireland Hurling Club Series for the third time in four seasons this weekend when they meet Ballyhale Shamrocks of Kilkenny in the semi-final on Sunday. The Derry men go under the tie as underdogs, with Barry Hale seeking back-to-back All-Ireland crowns. Sláintín Joe player Chrissy McKeag knows the challenge ahead is massive, but feels past experiences could stand to them this time around.
The biggest thing that we need to do against Ballyhale is probably no different to what we tried to do against Coolah and Apertia. Let's get ourselves to a level of technical ability and skill that, you know, we haven't got to yet, that we're probably slowly getting towards. But the next biggest thing is, you know, hanging in the game for as long as we can. We hung on against Napiercia for long, long periods, and maybe with a lack of experience, we probably shocked ourselves. We got onto a winning position and we just maybe hadn't the experience, the composure to finish it off. This time, we can only hope to go for a similar template, hang in as long as we can, show what we can do. I think we have some tremendous athletes in our team, so do Ballyhale. So just to hang in for as long as we can, make it as competitive as we can, and in Championship Hurling on one-off days, anything's possible.
Moving to rugby, there's a duel of Irish scrum halves at the Kingpan Stadium in Belfast tonight. Ulster's informed John Cooney comes face to face with Munster's Conor Murray. That game in the Pro 14 starts at 7:35. Locally, Letterkenny and Strabane are in action in Ulster Championship 3 tomorrow. Letterkenny welcome Newry and Strabane are hitting the road as they go to Cavan. In golf, Graham McDowell is one over par heading into this evening's second round at the Century Tournament of Champions event. Chile's Joachim Niemann holds a one-shot lead over the field in Hawaii at 7-under. Justin Thomas heads the chase at 6-under with Irish Open champion John Rahm at 4-under. And in basketball, the LYT Donegal are returning to action on Saturday evening in Cork as they take on Father Matthews in Division 1 of the National League. That's it, Michaela. Next Sport in Highland is tomorrow afternoon after the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Aisin. And finally in news, more than 2,100 community initiatives around the country have been allocated a total of €4.5 million in funding. 92 of them groups are in Donegal. It's under the Department of Rural and Community Development's Community Enhancement Programme, which provides groups with help to improve facilities in disadvantaged areas. Minister Michael Ring says the money will be invaluable for many organisations.
This funding can be drawn down by childcare groups, play groups, recreation groups, sport grounds, landscaping and supporting for elderly. So the Community Enhancement Programme, it's a great programme, it's working very well. I brought it down to the LCDC so they can identify the most in need for the funding, and I'm glad that this funding is being allocated throughout the country in rural and urban Ireland.
Weather now, cool and bright today with a mix of cloud, sunny spells and isolated showers. Highest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees and mostly moderate west to northwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Bishop of Raphoe has acknowledged that the Catholic Church failed victims of abuse and by today's standards, he says, dealt with such situations in a way that was tragically bad. Bishop Al McGuckin was speaking after two Fannett sisters who were abused by a priest in the 1970s issued a comprehensive statement this week asking who else knew of the abuse they suffered. Donegal is to share a €28 million package for businesses based in border counties announced by government today. The funding is aimed at driving economic activity in the region and mitigating the worst effects of Brexit. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information over a number of incidents in the town this week. A man was hospitalised as a result of an assault while separately a man was arrested after a fight broke out in the town yesterday morning. And a man has been arrested in County Fermanagh on suspicion of the attempted murder of an off-duty PSNI officer. The officer was targeted at his home in Kesh near the Donegal border in the early hours of yesterday morning. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Fersher and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamur Mahas a Colm Fersher and Seán Linna Príomh Scéalta ar Highland Radio. Tá carú tolcha ag an mór agriocht forras na géalaige chuig léirithe maidir le hagriochtaí a chur ar liste chláirithe do príomh agriochtaí réinithe i dácha le tharneal na mán géalaige scrífa. Capaí forras na géalaige iarrthóirí incailithe chun fáilseúcha na chur amach faoi pholasaí sácú do airneal mán na géalaige scrífa. Ní mór an léirú spéise a chur a raibh roimh deiridh na mísas seo. Tá ócáid mua meabhar sláinte a reachtáil i ngidóir an teachtain seo thugainn, chuirtear fáilte roimh a cheach a bheith i leathair ag an imeacht dar a bhanam aimsir láithre i gcóir le seirbhís leor lainne ghuananáil agus éire chlainteúil. Tá an ócáid beartaithe don chéadaoin bheidh seo thugainn an áirta leada mí anair ag a leathanaí is sé tráthnóna ag leorlainn phobal ghidóir. Imeacht Saoire na Éasca atáin a reáchtáil thar i gcóir na féile meabhar sláinte agus ealaíne le linn mí anair. Corann forras na géalaige fáilte roimh agraíochtaí ar mian lo scéim scolaireachtaí a réirú de chealaí iarratas a dhéanamh ar scéim na scolaireachtaí géalteachta fiche fiche. Tá sé mar aim ag an scéim deis a chur ar fáil de chealaí ar fud fadna an Ellen freastal ar cuairsa géalteachta. Iarratar ar dheolaithe díru ar chantar a bhfuil líon ard daoine faoi bhí bhuntáiste ina gcónaí iontu, agus deisina a chur ar fáil de chealaí ó na báilte seirbhíse géalteachta agus na líonraí géalaige acu háirithe tuilliú eolais ag forras na géalaige bunca í agus tionolthar club lóir na géalteachta an darnala agus fida mi anart ag lorlan gidor agus shart a clug agus ta sha agriha ag mishna agus kelyar har iha nolag na man ag arclan an grianan jadoni sha la cogdan na ban kultury a small ra in eran eran ardan con sacher da auspish runanal shin mochod sha eligolier dien ur white div slan agus banacht.
The image notices for this Friday evening, the 3rd of January. The death has taken place in Glasgow of James McLaughlin, formerly of Cochin Derrybeg. His remains will repose at the family home in Derrybeg from 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral mass on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m, house private pleas from after the rosary until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Teresa Foy, Ná McFadden, Baldoyle, County Dublin and late of Umla Carrigart. Her remains are en route to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eileen McGinley, née Casey, 20A, Newtown Street, Strabane, formerly of Towncastle Road, Holly Hill, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 to 11 for Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Sarah Midlinchy, née Callaghan, Lismala Duff, Crossroads, Killigordon. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. House private pleas at the request of the deceased. Family and close friends are welcome. And the death has taken place at Oceanside, New York, of Eileen Murphy, née Ferry, Jimmy Mickey, formerly of Dunluey. Funeral mass in St Christopher's Church, Baldwin, New York, on Monday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. A massive remembrance will take place on this Sunday morning in the Sacred Heart Church, Dunluey, at 10 o'clock.